Safety first. Am I safe to live as I please? How safe is it to continue in a lifestyle of rebellion to God, the highest authority, to whom we shall all give an account? Consider today's message. It is all right to sin as long as you practice safe sin. Drunkenness is okay as long as someone sober drives you home. Narcotics are okay as long as you use clean needles. Sexual deviation is okay since it exists and so it should be approved. Promiscuity is okay as long as you take safe precautions. It is alright to do as you like, but please, play it safe. The Bible gives the true perspective. Then when lust has conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. For the wages of sin is death, and after death, the judgment. Harmless poison? Safe lawlessness, safe sin, is a flat contradiction. It would be like talking of a healthy disease, or a harmless poison, or clean dirt, or a living death. It would be like a mouse talking about a safe mousetrap, or a fish speaking of a safe hook, or a pig thinking of a safe slaughterhouse. Sin is never safe. Rebellion against God's holy law results in serious penalty and punishment. Rebellion is always dangerous, destructive, damning, and always causes disastrous consequences. Consider Sodom and Gomorrah, whose sin was very grievous, who received brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. See also God's sobering warnings in Leviticus and Romans. God's purposes and plan. Marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But fornicators and adulterers God will judge. What God has designed for a husband and a wife is something very precious. See Genesis. It is not only safe, but it is also to be held in honor, unpolluted, unsoiled, pleasurable, and satisfying. The problem is that people have deviated from the joy God intended to be found in good and healthy relationships. Know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, that is, those who abuse others and who abuse themselves with their own gender out of the marriage bond, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revelers shall inherit the kingdom of God. Is there salvation and safety for those who have failed? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God has good news for the whosoever that recognize their need of God's righteousness. And such were some of you, but ye are washed, but ye are sanctified, but ye are justified, declared righteous, in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. For he, God, hath made him, Christ, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Safety is to be found only in God, the one and only Savior. God is able, willing, and ready to save any person who believes in Jesus Christ. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, that is, Jesus is Lord, that is, Jesus is God, shall be saved. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the Lord Jesus, hath everlasting life. Friend, do not be charmed and deceived by the allurements of so-called safe sin. Christ died for the ungodly. He died for sinners. He died for the guilty. Did he die for you? Put your trust in the risen Christ, who is the one and only Savior. He alone is salvation and safety. He can save to the uttermost and for eternity. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name.